بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. The former big and small revolutions, whether the French and Soviet revolutions or the small revolutions that were conducted in the 19th and the 20th centuries, spirituality was completely missing. The spiritual aspect of humanity, which is one of its fundamental needs, was completely missing and ignored, and no one paid any attention to it. The Islamic Revolution is, however, a revolution that pays attention and attends to both the worldly and otherworldly aspects of humans. Well, Imam, may God bestow paradise on him, was the leader of this revolution and the movement that led to it. What does the leader of the movement and the revolution mean? This is where the significance of his work becomes clear. Of course, it was the people who brought victory to the revolution. There is no doubt about this. If the people had not entered the revolution with their bodies and souls, with their presence, with their self-sacrifice and offerings of martyrs, the revolution would not have won.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
It was the people who brought victory to the revolution, but whose was the powerful hand that managed to stir that ocean? This is important. That powerful hand, that steel personality, that confident heart, and that Dhulfiqar-like tongue, which succeeded in bringing millions of people from different social backgrounds to the arena and keeping them there, in dispelling any hopelessness in them, and in showing them the direction, was our magnanimous Imam, the great Khomeini. Imam brought the people to the arena, showed them the way, kept them in the arena and steered them away from despair and hopelessness. No other person in the country was capable of pulling this off. We know political and seminarian personalities, some from close up and some from a distance. No person was capable of carrying that heavy load and bringing it to the destination. That endeavor was exclusive to our magnanimous Imam. It was he who managed to accomplish that feat. At different stages, Imam even pointed the various arenas of fighting.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all